This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser with Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Jackson Reese. Jackson, first, Saddleback. Let's go all the way back. Did they discover you or did you discover them?
A little bit of both. I was really wanting to play baseball at a high competitive level, and there was junior college routes that I was looking at, and Saddleback was the closest, and I knew they had a good coach at Summer McCartney, and he knew a lot about baseball, so I contacted him, and we had a little tour set up, and the rest is history.
How good of a hitter were you?
I was all right. I could hit the ball a little bit, but nothing power-wise, just always contact for me.
So what I read was you spent 3 years there, and there were some injuries the first 2 years, mm-hmm. right? Yep. What happened?
First year, I was in the bullpen and came off a couple light outings, and then we had one guy go a little short, so I had to go a lot of pitches randomly, and I got a little shoulder impingement, and that caused me to have to rest, which in middle of the season you can't really do. It turned into more and more, and then it turned into a medical redshirt.
That was the start, and then sophomore year?
Sophomore year, then I turned into more of a starting role at that point, trying to get back from the shoulder impingement. Tried to pick it up a little bit too heavy with some weights, yes. and combo that with bullpens and heavy lifting, I got a stress fracture in my lower back.
So you're learning your body limitations.
Yeah.
All right, so this brings us to 2016.
Gotcha.
2016 was solid, right? Mm-hmm. That was a strong year for you.
Yeah, definitely. 2016 was back of the rotation, but still I was a starter and didn't have any complaints. We had a terrific team, probably one of the best I've ever been on, and just was going on solid and had a good year. Contacted a bunch of teams, and then Hawaii was the choice.
So you were the person, you actually went out and what, did you email them?
I emailed 10s, 20s, 30s coaches,
wow.
anyone I could get, think I could play on, emailed them, and Hawaii was one of the ones that reached back, and they were Division I, they offered money, they had a lot of guys leaving, so there was opportunity, and I just said there's no other one that I would, I'm not going to let this opportunity slip.
Did you say yes before you visited?
Yeah, this was later on in the season, so they didn't really have many opportunities to let me visit. So I said, yeah, I'll commit, and then they took me out on a visit in the summer.
And how was that visit?
It's pretty great.
It's you said, this is what I want.
Yeah, this Hawaii, can't really complain.
Are you a beach guy in the first place from California?
Yeah, I went to high school in Laguna Beach,
okay.
So beach was always walking distance.
Do you surf at all?
Beach volleyball.
Beach volleyball.
Yeah.
With your height, of course.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It was easy to pick it up because height is a huge factor in that sport.
So at Hawaii, your baseball talent develops even more, right? How did you get better?
A lot of it was the trainer, Wade Yamazaki. He really helped figure out more of my body. And then on top of that, the pitching coach / head coach, Trapasso, really helped just let me be my own person. And I think that allowed me to grow to the person I am today.
And then I was reading about your major, communicology,
mm-hmm.
which I'd never heard of before. How was it majoring in communicology?
So communicology is pretty much speech major, but they wanted to mix it up a bit. I maybe wanted to draw some more attention. It's pretty much just the study of speech, which the communicology word itself, yeah, it's made up, but it's
a portmanteau, right?
Yeah.
It's communications and
it's all the ology part is the study of, and communication is speech, so study of speech.
Was there a class that you took, a professor that you had, something that really stood out where it was a light bulb moment? You said, this is a really cool thing that I'm learning.
I think it was at Saddleback more. I had a speech teacher there. She really made it comfortable to speak out in public. And it's funny because you think speech major, you're speaking, but speech major is kind of the communicology major is really everything behind the scenes.
Yes.
So it's more of like impromptu cues or like impersonal communication or nonverbal communication. So you kind of like, it helped picking up on like the nonverbal or like the things you're not saying, like with your body, with your eyebrows, with your mouth, with your personality wise, helped me pick out that stuff.
What first drew your interest back at Saddleback?
Just my counselor there would just have us do like the general eds, and I thought, I'm not like a brainsy type of guy. I'm not the guy that's going to be taking biology or stats or like those crazy stuff. So I just kind of picked one that I could handle and picked one that I had an interest in, and that was it.
All right, so communicology and Hawaii, and here you go. You're 2 years in Hawaii, right? Mm-hmm. You're the Friday starter. Your last year there, you're rated one of the top prospects in Hawaii. Did you have any expectations going into the draft?
After the year, I had a little bit, not anything crazy, just to get an option, to get a pick, to hear my name get called, and didn't happen, but I understood because my age. So I took my shot when I got it, and here I am.
When did the phone call come your way from the Blue Jays?
It was, I think, a day, or actually that night it got call, and then a couple days later they said that we have a spot open and we'd like to take you. So yeah, that was it.
Did you celebrate it all with your family?
I celebrated a little bit. I think my parents were working at the time, or my dad was retired, so he was playing golf, and then my mom was working. But for me, I personally celebrated because I knew I have finally made it, my childhood dream, and so it was an exciting moment for me.
What do your friends and your family think about you playing professional baseball right now?
They think it's amazing. My parents just said, we just wanted you to get to your diploma.
Yeah.
So I got
check.
Yeah, check. That's, and then they're going, follow your dreams because you're not going to be able to play baseball forever. So play it as long as you can, as long as they allow you. And then when you're done, then you know you made it. You did what you wanted to do. So
what did you do this off season?
This off season, I went back to my high school. I lifted every day. I made sure that I was tip-top shape. I made sure that my coach back at Laguna Beach was helping me out. I was playing long toss with the kids, the high schoolers. I was helping them out. I was talking to them, and I was making sure that they had any questions they could come to ask me. And I was just trying to be there for them, like how there was a lot of guys at Saddleback that came back and talked to us. So I really wanted to make sure that I was keeping on the same path as them.
And then your very first spring training, how was it?
It was fun. It was great. It was everything. I mean, I love playing baseball, so it was every day grind, and I liked it. I had a good spring training, I think, and it was fun.
Do you have any expectation, this is a team that I think I'll make out of spring training?
I was thinking for sure I would love to have been on Vancouver, but, I mean, anything above that is just cherry on top, you know.
All right, so here we are with the cherry on top. Yep. You made Lansing.
Yeah.
Okay, you're in single A. You made the Midwest League. Did anybody say, here's what you should expect in the Midwest League?
Cold.
Yes.
I had to pack some things. I had to buy some things. It was definitely a change. But I haven't really had many people like tell me expectations. I haven't had many people in front of me go to this far. I had Chris Paul, he was at the Minnesota Twins. I think he just got released, unfortunately. He was the only guy that was ahead of me that had been to the double A level. He went to Laguna Beach High School. So I hadn't really had too much expectations, and that's kind of what I like. I don't really like to – there's a certain point where you like to read up on people, like batters that you want to face, but at some point you don't want to give them too much credit because they still have to face you. They still have to face other people and prove themselves, even if they already have. So, yeah.
With Lugnuts pitcher Jackson Reese, let's talk about what it is to face you. What makes you effective as a pitcher?
I think it's my funkiness. I like it. I like my funkiness. People say you got an interesting windup, and I like reel back and I do some weird funky things. And I kind of have like a little bit of the opposite of what people like to think of is instead of having that crazy spin efficiency where the ball rises, I think like to think mine does the opposite, and it sinks a lot more than you'd like to think. I just like to keep batters off guard, off balance. I'm working on a changeup, so hopefully that comes into effect, and I'll be able to have another pitch to fool them with or to keep them off balance. So that's.
How did you first develop your funkiness?
I really think it just started at Laguna Beach High School, and guys just kind of wanted to see me develop, and it like turned into having these coaches see me and let me do my thing, and then not many coaches really like told me to change anything, so I guess it's just been what I've thought I would want to pitch as, and that's turned into it how I have become this funkiness of a pitcher.
What's your out pitch?
Slider. For sure, slider.
How'd you develop your slider?
When I was at Saddleback in Laguna, I was really over the top. Super over the top. And so at Hawaii, Trapasso just said, hey, why don't you try and lower your arm slot? That was the only key advice the coach has given me. And since then, my velocity's increased. My cutter at the time, which just darted a little bit, I throw the same exact cutter, but from a downward angle, and it turned into a slider. So it's just been like a, one of the guys called like a gyro slider. So it just kind of like has a weird funky plane or a funky axis, and it just does the same motion as a slider, but it's a little different. It's a little funkier.
And what grip are you working on with your changeup?
It's a circle change, just a typical circle change. I threw it in the spring training, and it really worked, and I've kind of gotten away from it a little bit, but I'm trying to hone that in and really bring that in.
And finally, with Jackson Reese, beach volleyball. Have you played many tournaments?
No. There's just a couple hometown little tournaments at this beach. I go to Victoria Beach. It's called Victoria Beach Four-Man. That's pretty much the only one I've been in. It's not like anything major. It's just a bunch of local guys, local everyone, family, four-man. That's the one I've been at, and it's super fun.
That's awesome. Jackson, thank you.
No problem.
Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Jackson Reese. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.